And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number two is upon us. Our next guest, Cynthia Spraggs, joining us in How to Prevent Holiday Distractions from Hurting Your Work from Home. She's the author of How to Work from Home and Actually Get Stuff Done, I should say, 50 Tips for Leaders and Professionals to Work Remotely and Outperform the Office. Hello, Cynthia. Welcome to Rush to Reason.
Hey, John. How are you doing today?
We are very well. Thank you for joining us. And there are a lot of folks, as we know, through COVID, and a lot, even after COVID subsides, will probably still be working from home. Yet, and I am one of these that works a lot from home, if you're not careful, you can get easily distracted.
You can, absolutely. And it's you know, you just have to build some good work habits. And not only you can get distracted, but there's all kinds of things around you that are going to distract you as well.
All right, so explain, and I could almost, you know, I could do this with you side by side as somebody that has done this for a number of years now, but, you know, because it's not easy. I'll be the first to admit, when I first started doing it, and it was a choice I made. I'm a business owner, and I had the ability, in fact, that's why I'm on air every day. I had the ability years ago to make some changes and do some things from home and not have to go to the office every day and work from home, but you have to be very self-disciplined and have your ducks in a row, or to your point, you get really distracted.
Yeah, you do. And especially over the holidays. I mean, everybody, as you know, is having to do more and more online connections. So you're going to be on Zoom meetings all weekend, probably with friends and family. And it can be exhausting. And plus you have your children most people have their children home from school. So the number one thing we would say is engage your children bothering you when you're trying to work. Engage them in the problem. So get them to help you make up your do not disturb sign. Or one thing we did recently is we asked people to get a big cardboard box and make like a cone of silence around themselves. And we had their kids decorate it so that, you know, when you're inside your box, you can't be disturbed. So, you know, you have to be really creative, particularly during this holiday season.
And I know for me, the other thing, and I know it's harder with kids, but, you know, I've got adult children, and even adult children, Cynthia, can, you know, sort of, you know, call you on the phone or text, or, you know, they can bug you. So one of the other things that I did, and this is a suggestion for a lot of you listening, is I share my business calendar with all the people that I know could easily need things during the day. But if they see my calendar and they can kind of look ahead and know when I'm going to have free time and when I don't, it sort of keeps some of those interruptions at bay.
Yeah, we do something similar. So for our clients, what we do is we set up actually an online, like using OneSub or something like that. So we'll set up an online calendar, very similar to what you're saying. And it really does cut down on that email back and forth where, you know, you're going back, what time's good for you, what time's good for you. And it's kind of like endless voicemail.
Oh, it is. I mean, I started doing shared calendars, I think all the way back, Cynthia, when Apple first introduced a shared calendar, which they were, they were on it as early as even Google was. And I'll tell you what, for those of you listening, it is one of the easiest things you can do to help with some of what you're talking about. But that doesn't change what happens inside the home, because nobody's looking at the calendar before they go interrupt you at home.
Well, that's right. I mean, right now my doorbell could ring.
Correct.
And there's not a lot besides going and ripping the doorbell on the other side of the door. There's not a lot I can do about that. So, it's just a fact of life. And I think employers now just have to give people a bit of flexibility and understand that life is just not going to be perfect right now, either in your work life or your home life. It's just, these are very strange circumstances everybody's in. So I think everybody just has to sort of calm down and expect. You have to sort of manage around these disruptions, because they're going to happen. You can't stop. Some of them you just can't stop.
You know, one thing, and I, now that you just said that, because I've experienced the doorbell thing as well. So, you're working from home. People that are, you got everybody from, different, the cable guy could show up for whatever, out of the blue. I mean, I've had it all, delivery men, somebody needs signed, et cetera, et cetera. So here's a thought, and I haven't done this yet, Cynthia, but I'm just going to run this past you. What would keep somebody from, myself and hanging a really nicely done little sign that when you're going to be inside working on something and you can't be disturbed, just sticking that on the front door and letting that person know not to ring the doorbell?
Yeah, that's one of the things we say as well. And if you've got kids, have them make up the sign. But I guess it depends where you live. You know, some people can't have their things outside their door locked because,
true.
I mean, inevitably it might be stolen. But
true.
Yeah, that's what we do as well. For people that are in condo buildings, put a sign out the door. If you're in a house, put a sign out that door. It works really, really well.
Again, really what we're talking about, Cynthia, is just communicate what you have going on so everybody around you. I mean, this is business 101. Communicate what the expectations are.
Exactly. And the other thing I would say in terms of working is you've got to claim your bandwidth. So if you've got a spouse working or you've got kids on Netflix,
true,
or
true.
Something,
good point.
You know, you've got a limited amount of bandwidth. So we're saying learn how to dial in, probably create yourself a channel that you might give yourself more bandwidth than your kids watching Netflix or your, you know, you might share it with your spouse. But you should really be setting up different Wi-Fi channels,
yes.
in your space,
yes.
so that you're not going to find yourself crashing.
And by the way, for a lot of you listening, there's settings in most of your, well, all of your routers, the settings on that is called QoS, quality of service. And you can basically take your machine and put it at a higher level than everybody else. And therefore, you know, in effect, doing exactly what you're talking about, Cynthia, and giving you priority over everyone else.
Exactly. And, you know, you share it, or you can have different times of day. So, you know, it might be really good in the evening when people want to watch movies. There's all kinds of flexibility you have, and it's not that hard to learn how to
no,
do.
No, it's not.
You know,
it really isn't.
Google it and go online.
That's right. YouTube it, figure it out. Mm-hmm. Very easy. You know, the other thing too, Cynthia, that I again, find myself personally doing this is if I know I also need really solid, uninterrupted time, not time that you're going to be, you know, on the phone talking to somebody else and videoing and all that, because that's a whole different ball game, and those are done typically during business hours. But I find that, you know, hey, maybe something late at night where, you know, I need an hour to myself, or early morning before everybody else gets rolling, you know, that's the other time of the day you can do things. If there's something really important you need to get done, you may find yourself, just like you would go into, you know, the old days, you'd go to the office a little bit earlier in the day before everybody else got there. Well, the same thing applies to your home.
Exactly. You know what we did, and we're suggesting other people do it. We just instituted no meeting Friday. So of course you can call people, or you can, and what this does is it frees up an entire day for people. There's no distractions other than what they would have in their house. And of course you can call people, or you can text them and things like that, but it really, really allows you to, on Monday morning, you're all caught up, and it's been incredibly successful. I think you've heard that, you know, people are coming back with a 4-day work week. Well, that's just not realistic for most companies that have clients. So for us, having a 4-day meeting week is working really, really well. We're getting great reviews from that, doing that.
No, that's a great idea. And again, you're speaking my language, because I didn't intentionally do it, but I just have kind of always set aside Friday to be that. Not necessarily the chill day, because I still work, still get things done, still have a show to do here and so on. But I tend to limit the things that you're talking about and not do those things on Fridays because of the reason you just said.
Exactly. So what we did is we just wanted to give everybody a day where they didn't have to be on endless meetings.
Great idea.
You know, right now it seems that everybody and their dog is holding meetings, online meetings, webcams. And it's exhausting. And I think just give yourself a day off during the week. I think it's probably one of the best things we've done during this pandemic, honestly.
All right, last question, and then I'll let you go. And I appreciate your time, Cynthia. Again, we're talking to Cynthia Spraggs, and she's the author of the book, How to Work from Home and Actually Get Stuff Done. And you can look it up. It's there. And you can go to the website, by the way. And make sure I say this right. Is it Vertira? Am I saying that right, Cynthia?
Yeah,
Vertira.com?
It is. Vertira.com. And you know what? I do have a tip. Never name a book with a title of a word you cannot say on air in the U.S.
Good one. Okay. So one more tip I want from you, because I know this is something that even I had to overcome early on. And that is, you know, I'm sort of one of those guys where I'm very particular. I like things done a certain way. You know, if there's maintenance things that need done around the house, I'm one of those guys that just gets it done. I don't dink around. I don't drag it out. And I found myself early on when I was home more, doing more of that and then not getting the other things done that I needed to. So I really had to make myself not look at the other house chores that needed done. How do you recommend people handle that part?
You know what? That is really, really hard. And I think you just start with you just start trying to train yourself not to do it once. I'm like you. If I go to one thing, inevitably I'll see another thing, and I can go for hours and eventually get back to my desk.
Right.
So I just, you just have to, you really, what I would do is I'd block off time in your calendar, say, okay, from here to here, I'm going to go and I'm going to do those tasks, and then I'm going to come back. Or set up a meeting so you're forced to come back before and after. But it's very, very difficult. You do have to, for those of us who like doing stuff like that, you just got to try it.
It is. I mean, for me, it's even to this day, it's one of those things I just have to make myself, like you say, you block certain times out, you do certain things, and you just know that I can't go get this house thing done that I know needs done. It is just going to have to wait until Friday or Saturday when I've blocked time out to do those things. I can't do it Tuesday.
Yeah, and you just have to prioritize. So what's the number one, you know, you just have to treat it like a business project and say, what do I have to get done fast?
Good stuff. Cynthia, this is great. I appreciate you joining us today. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and I appreciate all that you're doing and a great book, and thank you for helping people at home not be distracted and get more work done.
Thank you, and happy holidays.
Thank you very much. Take care. Have a great afternoon, and let's do this. Enchanted Kitchens is next. And no matter what you need when it comes to your kitchen, and as we just talked even a moment ago, when it comes to distractions and things like that, you know, you may want to make the kitchen where you've got a little bit of workspace. I know I find myself a lot even working inside my kitchen. Yes, I have a home office, but a lot of times I'm just in the kitchen. It's easy. I can pull my laptop out and I just work. You may want to set up your kitchen in a way where you can do a little bit of work there as well. In fact, some kitchens even have little built-in desks and things like that, and you can do it that way to where you can actually make that function for you in a work environment. Talk to Enchanted Kitchens, and they can explain all of that to you. KLZradio.com or 303-376-7588.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, if you need help in funding and paying for that kitchen, yes, Kurt Rogers can help you with that. And remember that that kitchen remodel has a very great return on that investment if you go to sell the house, plus you get to use a nice kitchen along the way. Talk to Kurt today, though, 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important. Your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
The big game hunting season is upon us, and archery season is in full swing. Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Join us Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. We'll bring you local outfitters, experts in archery, muzzle loading, and rifle hunting, and much more. Looking for a place to hunt pheasant and waterfowl? We've got you covered. Want to book a trophy deer or elk hunt with a reliable outfitter? We can help. If you like the outdoors, you'll love Sportsman of Colorado. Sportsman of Colorado, Saturdays at 1, right here on KLZ 560.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And yeah, folks, there's a lot of you I know that are working from home now, and whether you want to do that or not, and again, I'm somebody that's been doing it for a number of years now, and I will tell you that it was, for me anyways, maybe a lot of you out there are different, but for me, it was one of the more difficult things to actually overcome early on. And I'll just tell you really quickly, and I didn't want to, you know, didn't want to take any more of Cynthia's time, but I will tell you that for me, one of the biggest areas was not just the distraction and some of the things that we talked to Cynthia with about being productive and all of that, but was the fact that when you're working at home, and in my case, you know, my kids were grown and gone at that point, so you're working at home, and for the most part, it was alone. When you're working from home alone, it brings on a whole nother dynamic than when you're in a, you know, business office type setting. There's no longer anybody to go hang out at the water cooler and talk to, or, you know, walk outside and talk to, or whatever the case may be. You're pretty much there on your own, by yourself, making sure you're getting things done, making sure you're not getting distracted. And I tell you, it is just something that, in my world at least, you just have to train yourself to be able to do those things, still stay focused, still get the job done. And I'll just tell you right now, it is not easy. It'll be interesting to me to see how long we actually continue to do work from home. I, unlike a lot of other experts that are out there, and I by no means am an expert, I'm just a commentator. I should stop for a moment there. I want to say something also about that. I am a commentator. This is not a factual, as much as I try to bring you facts each and every day, there are things that are just way beyond my comprehension, my ability. We talked to some folks in the 3 o'clock hour about the Texas lawsuit. So we bring experts on and we have them talk. But there's also things that I have opinions on. We are an opinion show. I am a talk show host. I am not a, I'm not an editor or a newspaper, which, by the way, they don't do much different than what I do on air anymore. It used to be at one point in time, the newspaper printed the news and printed a unbiased news report. The news stations did the same thing. But anymore, pretty much everything you see out there, including here on Rush to Reason, is things that are done on an opinion. And yes, I have an opinion. I have an opinion on lots of things. I wouldn't be doing this daily if I didn't. I have an opinion on work from home. I think it's going to end. Reason being, very few individuals can be disciplined enough to get things done at home the way they need to be done without letting those distractions we just talked about get in the way. And there is a lot of leniency being given right now, I believe, not only with certain individuals and performance, but when it comes to even sales and profit margins and things like that. There's a lot of things that are basically letting slide. They're letting things slide right now that normally would not be. And my feeling is once those days end and employers start looking at more of the bottom line and productivity and are we getting everything done? And, you know, I know there's a lot of experts out there that'll tell you that the productivity is still high and people are getting as much stuff done at home as they were at work, and on we go. And by the way, folks, I think that's a bunch of hogwash. I don't think that's true. They may be telling all of us that's the case and they feel like their workers at home are getting as much done. But I'm going to tell you right now, and I think time will tell that I am correct, that it takes a very, very disciplined individual to work from home, not have distractions, and still keep your productivity as high as it would be working inside of an office someplace. That's my theory. I could be wrong. I guess time will tell. But I think a lot of big companies are going to find that they're going to start sending people back to the office once you start seeing, and I hate to use the term vaccinations, but once you start seeing vaccinations and you start seeing people out running around and there's no more masks and things get back to a quote-unquote normal, there will be some jobs that still get done at home. I get that. Data entry, things along those lines, as long as the stuff's getting done and handled and the data entry is getting taken care of, yeah, a lot of those folks could still work from home. But when you start talking about collaboration and working together and fresh ideas and, you know, getting together around a table and writing things out and having real solid discussions, you're not getting that on some dumb Zoom call. Sorry, folks, you're just not getting it. I don't care who you are. I don't care. Again, there are very few people. And there are going to be some unique situations and some unique businesses that maybe can get by and do what I just said. But by and large, you are going to see people going back to the office as things get back to quote-unquote normal. Time will tell. We'll see if I'm right. But that's my prediction. So we'll come back in a minute. Daniel Turner is going to join us. And again, we've got several more guests to join us this particular show. I've got Daniel Turner, though, coming up next. And he is with Real Clear Energy. We've talked to Daniel before in the past. We're going to talk about President-elect Joe Biden, if in fact he is President-elect. We have no idea if he will or won't be. But he's got an energy platform, regardless, that we'll talk about with Daniel as soon as we come back. Purify Chevrolet, though, is coming up next, folks. And again, no matter what you need when it comes to a vehicle, whether it's a new or used vehicle, they've got both sides covered. And in fact, in the case of a used car, they could find you a car if you're looking for something specific. So don't just say, because I don't see it on the lot, I can't buy it there. Ask and see what they can deliver. PurifoyChevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for six decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purifoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith is coming up next, folks. And as we talk about the end of the year, we get to the end of the year and you start planning for the future, 2021. Make sure that you're set financially, and that's where Al comes into play. Make sure you've got everything dialed in, and he'll do that for you. He's a financial advisor. KLZradio.com or 303-744-1128.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
Everyday Americans challenging his defeat. Fervent for Trump, not giving up the fight. And the smart kids want to roll their eyes at us. They want to mock us. They want to disparage us. Nothing new about that. Because they really do think that most Americans are just stupid.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher. Weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We do appreciate it very much. Myself, Charlie Grimes, our engineer. And don't forget tomorrow, get your movies ready to go. We're going to talk about movies with deadlines. You can start even texting some of those movies in ahead of time, or you can go to the Facebook page and we'll have a post up and you can actually put your suggestion there as well. But the text line, don't forget, I should have mentioned this earlier, 307-200-8222, 307-200-8222. Main line to the studio here, which we've got guests joining us off and on through the day. But if there's a break in the action, feel free to call in, 303-477-5600. Again, 303-477-5600. 5600. And again, appreciate everybody listening to us. If you ever miss a show, by the way, we do put those up on podcast. They're available on SoundCloud. You can access that right through our website, rushtoreason.com, and you can listen to any of our past episodes there. We usually have those up by the following morning. So you're welcome to go do that. If you miss anything, feel free to do that and comment if you'd like. We really would appreciate that. Daniel Turner joining us now, a Real Clear Energy Daily Caller, Fox News. Daniel, welcome back to Rush to Reason. How are you, sir?
It is great to be on with you. Thank you so much for having me back.
I appreciate it. Now, we have got, you know, we don't know, still a lot of things going on, deadlines in the election and so on, but let's talk about Joe Biden. He's got an energy policy, regardless of whether he's president-elect or not. He's got an energy platform that, frankly, just personally speaking, Daniel, doesn't look too great for guys like myself.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't look good for the American people either. When we look at just on the large scale of economics, the reason why oil and gas, why utilities and the price at the pump have been so inexpensive in the last couple of years, even outside of 2020, right? The coronavirus pandemic has altered markets. But even that year aside, the reason why the energy industry has been so successful because of low prices, right? The producers at the pump, oil companies, gas companies, they make their profit on volume. But the American people have done very well with inexpensive energy prices. Hmm. What the Biden administration is going to do is they're going to punish the energy industry. They're going to make it really hard to find oil and gas. And by doing that, they're going to drive prices up. And when the price of oil goes up, when the price of natural gas goes up, the price of absolutely everything will go up. And that's bad for the American people.
Right now I'm noticing, too, and we've been kind of floating around here, hasn't changed a whole lot. Oil is somewhere around that $47 to $50 a barrel. Which, by the way, Daniel, when you look at what we're paying at the pump, you know, the American public can handle that without any problem at all. The oil producers can make some money at that point. They're not making, you know, a ton of money, but they can survive and do what they need to do. And the reality is that's a decent spot. I'm sure they'd like to see it be $10 or $15 a barrel higher. But the reality is that does all the things that you just mentioned. And I don't think the American public really realizes how addicted to cheap oil prices they are.
No, and one of the great things President Trump has done that he's gotten really very little credit for is he created a climate for the free markets to do what it does best, right? We didn't discover any new oil or gas in America. We didn't invent any new technology. But he took off by eliminating literally thousands of regulations. He took off the shackles, and the energy industry did what it does, which is produce oil and gas, and we reduced our number of emissions, our emissions nationally, more than any other country in the first world. And that should be a contradiction, right? If you listen to the environmental
left,
if you listen to the way they posit things, you shouldn't have more oil and gas and lower emissions. But we did it these last couple of years. You would think Biden would celebrate that, but he's going to punish the very industry that made this possible.
And I guess, I mean, I know, or I think I know the answer, Daniel, as to why he wants to punish those. But I want to get your opinion on that as to why, you know, the socialists and the left and the Joe Bidens of the world, which that's what he is, you know, why they would want to punish oil and gas and take us in a direction that's going to do nothing but cost everyone, but except for themselves, by the way, additional dollars.
Yeah, and it's really because of this global climate change agenda, right? This agenda that people like Joe Biden, people like John Kerry, the newly appointed climate czar, they love these sort
but
of
just real quick, by the way, Daniel, that, I'm going to stop for a second. That's a scary thought all in and of itself without anything else we're talking about.
No one has ever had a problem and said, boy, oh boy, get me John Kerry on the
yeah,
line.
Yeah, no one ever has said that. So, you know, and now we're going to turn this guy loose onto the, you know, basically in charge of all of our energy across the country. No offense, Daniel, but that's a bigger disaster than Joe Biden being president.
It really is. And I have challenged John Kerry. I will say it again on the air. I will say it if I ever have a chance to meet him. I will challenge him to do all of his climate change negotiations virtually, like the rest of us have had to because of the lockdown, right? If he is so committed to this cause, will he refuse to travel to Paris or Mexico City, where they have these glorious summits? If you ever look at the places where they have these summits, It's always first world,
right.
Global cities, world European capitals. They're never hosting them in.
It's never in Addis Ababa, Africa, is it?
No, exactly. You know why? Because their hotels are not the Four Seasons, right? So they would much rather be in Geneva for 10 days. You know, the last big climate conference they had before the coronavirus happened, it was in Poland in December of 2018. So it was over a year ago. That was the very famous conference where AOC said that we have 10 years left to fix climate change. She had recently been elected. 30,000 people went to Poland to talk about reducing their carbon footprint. Mm. I guess none of those people ever can jump on Skype.
Yeah, they can't do it virtually like the rest of us, to your point a moment ago, are having to do. The other thing I find fascinating too, Daniel, is the fact that these same individuals that claim they want to help the world, that claim they want to feed the world, that claim they want to make everything equal across the world, are the same individuals that want to change all the way we deliver energy around the entire planet, thereby hurting those that need it the most, Daniel.
Exactly. When you look at what the world pays for energy, you forget how blessed we are here in America.
That's right.
It doesn't even compare when it comes to the price of gasoline, the price of electricity. You know, Germany pays four times what we pay for electricity. Ask your struggling American right now, especially as we get into winter, especially in a state like yours, which is known to be cold sometimes.
That's right.
Ask them what will happen if their electric bill goes up by four times the amount. And that's what's going to happen when we embrace a green agenda. Europe has embraced it, and look at what the results have been.
Yeah, it doesn't. And it's I know we've talked about this in the past as well, and it just. How do I say this in a way where I'm not just furious as I say it? The other thing that chaps my hide is the same companies that I'm actually buying my energy from as a consumer are the same knuckleheads telling me that they want to switch everything over to wind and solar when I know at the end of the day all that's going to do is cost me more money as a consumer. Why, Daniel, can't they just tell me that they're going to do their best to deliver me the best, most efficient, cheapest power possible? And by the way, Daniel, the more I buy, it ought to get cheaper rather than the other way around.
And 70% of that wind and solar is manufactured in China. So we are going to forego domestic energy, right? You can say whatever you want about oil and gas, but the one thing you cannot say about them is that they can be outsourced. Right, they are found in America, so we are going to forego domestic energy, those jobs, that tax revenue, to buy a product from China and now be dependent on them. And these products don't last forever. They break. They have a 10-year life.
That's right.
Now we're going to put China in charge of our electric grid?
It's a disaster, you know, in the making, Daniel. And I meant what I said a moment ago. To me, you know, power and water both are the two things that, of course, we need. You know, if you want to live in a first world country, you need running water, you need power. That's kind of our basic two necessities, and be able to flush the toilet. So those are kind of the three basic necessities that we have to live in a first world country and live in a really nice area, which, by the way, most of us in the United States of America do, Daniel. But yet at the same time, the things that I just mentioned are things that we're all penalized if we use more. You know, as a business owner myself, if I go out and I buy anything for my business, and you know, if I buy five trucks versus one truck, I always can get a better deal if I buy five versus one. But yet when I go to buy power or water, if I use too much, in their opinion, and in excess, I now pay way more. Why don't I get a bulk discount?
Exactly. And these companies, the power companies, have so many subsidies that come from the government. More will come in a Biden administration, but they have every incentive to quote-unquote go green, right? It is better for them. It's really quite the same as when a company like Nike closes its plants in America and opens them in China. The price of the sneakers didn't necessarily go down, just the amount of their profits increased. And that's the exact same thing with this green agenda. Biden will call it investing, right? We're going to invest in green. It means buying foreign products, buying wind and solar from China, and passing the cost onto the consumers. That's what Europe has been doing for two decades now, and we've seen it. When you look at what the average European pays as a percentage of their income to heat their homes, to air condition their homes, for gas for their car, it is shocking. We have no idea how lucky we are in America, and we're going to forego this benefit, this gift from God of energy independence, to become like the crippled and the effete Europeans. And I don't think that is a path to victory, but when you're a globalist like John Kerry, When everyone suffers equally, then that's when America becomes a better place.
And Daniel, to your point on everything you just said, the other thing that happens, which you know they will, the left will never tell you, is the ones that get hurt the most are the ones typically at the lower end of the pay scale that have no choice but to flip a switch and turn power on. Those that have other options, in other words, what I mean by that is they can do different things to generate electricity at their home. They can even install some things on their own to generate electricity, or they can have a standby generator if power gets to the point where it's not on any longer and they still need power. You know, the rich and the wealthy have the ability to overcome those things. The guy that's living paycheck to paycheck can't do what I just said, Daniel.
No, not at all. And when you look at certain cities, a city like Fairbanks, Alaska, as it comes into my mind, when you look at certain cities geologically, where they are located, Fairbanks is kind of a little bit in a valley surrounded by mountains. When the price of electricity goes too high, what does everyone do? They chop down trees and they burn wood. And then a group like the UN will come in and say, wow, Fairbanks has terrible air quality. Well, you made them have bad air quality.
You turned it into that.
You priced them out of the clean market.
That's right.
And now you've forced them into this alternative.
Well said. Daniel, how can folks learn more about what you guys have going on and learn more about you?
PowerTheFuture.com, and it's always a pleasure to be on your show. I think you do a great service for your audience.
Well, Daniel, I appreciate it. Thanks for joining us, and we'll have you back, and we'll see what happens with the election, then get you back afterwards.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate it very much. And, yeah, folks, wind, solar, I've talked about it numerous times on air. They are not the answer. They are not going to make us energy independent. They will actually make us more energy dependent, which, by the way, is what the left really wants. So this is not going to help any of us at the end of the day. And those of you that are on the left that listen to us on a regular basis, listen to me on a regular basis, how in the world you think wind and solar is the answer when, again, you can prove it, just like you can prove masks don't work, you can prove that wind and solar are not effective ways to replace oil and gas, coal even, nuclear of all. How in the world you guys can sit on that side of the fence and be behind a guy like Joe Biden and have him shut off your electricity and or make it unaffordable? It's beyond me how anybody like you can even support a guy like that. It's just flabbergasting. I don't understand it. American National Insurance is next. What I do understand, though, is making sure you have the proper insurance, something that Paul can help you with. He's a good guy. He'll review your policy and help you with what you need to have the proper insurance and not pay more than you need to. 303-662-0789. That's American National Insurance.
Your home insurance should include the stuff inside your house, too. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance, remains one of very few agents who will sit down with you and ask specific, detailed questions, making sure that in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. After a fire, you won't only need a new place to live, you'll also need to replace your gun collection and your jewelry. In those situations, you don't want to work with an agent you found online. You want to talk to someone who knows you, someone who will take the initiative to call and see how you're doing. Even in less disastrous situations, such as accidentally dropping your wedding ring down the sink, the proper coverage with Paul will make you financially whole. Paul Leuenberger can't relieve the emotional loss of a family heirloom, but he will make sure that you can replace your possessions at their full financial value. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
All right, Extreme Auto Repair is up next, folks. And as I talk about the snowstorm, in fact, I was just looking out the window there. And, we got some snow potentially coming in tonight. Maybe some snow tomorrow. Might be some snow through the weekend. Make sure that you've got the proper tires, and at Extreme Auto Repair, they can do that for you. There's a great deal right now on Cooper tires. In fact, there's even a rebate as we speak, $50 off, or a $50 rebate, I should say, on those Cooper tires that are sold to you at cost. Find them at klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop. But you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier. by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Helen Raleigh writes in The Federalist, while lecturing Americans on racism, big business opposes a ban on foreign slave labor. Friday, Helen joins me to explain that big American companies like Apple, Nike, and Coca-Cola are opposing the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act. Why? Researcher and author Patty Kirkin updates us on the Texas lawsuit regarding the presidential election. Kathleen Chandler invites us to the Independence Institute's next local government project class. And show sponsor Karen Levine will be in studio to co-host. That's Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Want to learn how to speak clearly, effectively, and persuasively? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at KimMunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And as we wrap up this hour, and I meant to do this during the first hour, but we had guests and other things going on, I did not get to the Darwin Award or the Liberal Lie of the Week. So take a few minutes here, and I will do that. So Joe sends me these a lot, and I actually am able to glean a lot of Darwin Awards from the things that Joe sends me, which, thank you, Joe, by the way, if you're listening, I do appreciate that very much. Not being happy with the rate that high-income taxpayers have been fleeing his state, New York State Governor Cuomo, who, by the way, is a moron, my words, not Joe's, has looked at how states like California and Illinois have addressed the issue, Illinois, I should say, and have addressed the issue that has, or and has decided, I should say, that raising New York State income tax rates even higher than they already are, 8.82% is the top rate, is the fastest way to accelerate the exodus of wealthy taxpayers from the state. Many of them live in New York City, where the city's income tax rate is 3.9%, raises the total tax burden to 12.7% on those individuals, even higher than California's top rate of 12.3%. Keep in mind, folks, this is on top of the money you would pay the feds. So if you're in a, you know, 32% tax bracket, you're now going to be paying almost, what, 45% in taxes? People won't stay for that. Based on the experience of other states who have implemented a similar structure, it looks like this will be another win for the governor when it comes to reducing the number of millionaires living in his state. I'll talk about this for just 1 second. And again, Cuomo wins the Darwin Award of the Week. Why? Because the guy's just a total knucklehead. How in the world he got to be governor is beyond me, because he frankly doesn't know squat about what goes on in the real world. Anytime you do what these states are doing, you just run your top earners out of town, out of the state. I don't care how much you love New York. At some point, there's a threshold whereby you start paying more than it's worth to live there. Same thing can happen here in Colorado. Yes, there's lots of people now moving here because we have relatively low cost of living in relation to places like New York, California, and others. But if we're not careful, that will change here and we'll be in the same exact boat. You'll be running people out of the state because our taxes will be so high that they won't be able to stay here. They just won't. It's not that they won't be able to. They won't stay here. Let me say that correctly. New York State, same situation. It's not that they can't stay there. It's that they choose not to stay there. Folks, let me give you a little tip. Those of you especially on the left. People that end up with means in life typically got there by hard work, outsmarting the competition, some cases, some luck. I know there's a few cases where they inherit it, but in general, it's because they've outworked, outsmarted the next guy. Which, if they've outworked and outsmarted the next guy to get where they're at, why in the world would those of you on the left think that that individual is going to stay and handle higher taxes upon him or herself and not just pack up and leave? There is a pain threshold each and every one of us has when it comes to these sorts of things. You will only stay and do what you're doing to a certain extent to where it becomes so burdensome, even if you can afford it, you'll just pack up and leave. Liberal Eye of the Week. There was an article that I noticed. It was actually, I think, on Susan Kochevar's Facebook page today. This is from mises.org, mises.org. And it's a prediction into the world of 2030. And the reason why I'm calling this the Liberal Lie of the Week is I think there's actually folks out there that believe that we as a society could end up with these eight predictions coming through, you know, coming true in the next 10 years. And the reason why I think they're a lie is I just don't see these things happening. I don't see the American public, number one, allowing some of these things that are in this prediction to happen. I could be wrong. Maybe they will. But there's a promotional video, the World Economics Forum. They summarize eight predictions in the following statements. People will own nothing. Goods are either free of charge or must be lent from the state. The United States will no longer be a leading superpower, but a handful of countries will dominate. Organs will not be transplanted, but printed. Meat consumption will be minimized. Massive displacement of people will take place with billions of refugees. That one might happen in 10 years. To limit the emissions of carbon dioxide, a global price will be set on an exorbitant level. People can prepare to go to Mars and start a journey to find alien life. That one's not going to happen either, folks. Western values will be tested to the breaking point. That one, yes, I could see eight coming true. I don't see number seven in the next 9 years happening. We're not going to Mars to start a journey to find alien life. Number one, there is no alien life. And number two, I don't see the expense in going to Mars and back being cheap enough for any average person to go do so. The average person today can't even go to the moon and back, can't even go to outer space and orbit the Earth and back. So until that starts to happen, you're by no means going to Mars. So again, a lot of this stuff gets printed and published and put out there, and that's all great. And I'm glad these folks, you know, think that they're smarter than everybody else and they're going to put some predictions out. But I, for one, do not see but maybe a couple of these predictions coming true. For example, the meat consumption will be minimized. Again, I don't see that happening, folks. I just don't see it. I don't care how much meat and fake meat, whatever. We talked about this yesterday, clean meat. I don't care how much of that they try to produce, grow in a lab, do whatever it is they're going to do. I don't see that happening. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. It's sort of like the predictions years ago when Charlie and I were kids about us driving around in flying cars today. Never happened. Didn't come true. And the majority of what's on this isn't going to come true either. What can come true, though, I hate to say this, is you could be involved in an accident. I hope you're not, but those things do happen. It can come true. If you're involved in an accident and you need work done to your vehicle, we've got the place to go, a good shop. We've got three locations up north to serve you. Doesn't matter what part of town you're in, you can still get the vehicle up there, get it fixed, and get it taken care of. Find them at klzradio.com or call 720-541-7697.
After a collision, you want to take your vehicle to a certified shop that specializes in auto body work. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop hear from a lot of people who think you need to go back to the dealership for auto body work. But just like John Rush has been telling you, many dealerships don't even do auto body work. Dealerships focus on sales. So in some cases, they don't even have the certifications and equipment required for quality collision repair. Al used to work for the dealerships before founding A Good Shop in North Glen in Commerce City. So he knows from experience that many dealerships farm your vehicle out to some other shop where you have no control over the process. You're just a number to them. That's why Al and his team at A Good Shop are proud to run an independent, certified collision repair center where they specialize in auto body work. Schedule an estimate with a good shop now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Hi, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And we got another full hour coming your way. I do want to start off the top of the hour. We'll take some calls. If you want to call in, feel free. Lines are open, 303-477-5600. I'm going to talk about COVID and restaurants. Dan Muir and I had a conversation. He was here with the other show that he does before mine on Thursdays. We had a little conversation. So there's some things I want to touch on in regards to COVID and restaurants when I come back here at the top of the hour. If you want to join in on that, feel free to do so. Maybe you've had an experience lately going to a restaurant. If so, call me, 303-477-5600. We'll be right back. Hour number three is coming up next. Myself and Charlie Grimes, this is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.